All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up, continuing in Os Mem Dalet and Tzidkas HaTzadik. We're going to Meretz Hashem finish this section today. A really incredible and beautiful section. So remember again, yesterday we spent a significant amount of time on the Gemara Maseches Sukkah, the story with Abaye, where Abaye was confronted, or Abaye saw a situation where he saw someone exhibit self-control, self-restraint, and not sin. And Abaye said to himself, you know, had I been in that same situation, I don't believe that I could have exhibited that same level of self-control or self-restraint. And Abaye was very upset, very disappointed in himself. So Eliya Navi appeared to him and said, don't be upset. Or I should say the Saba, the old man, appeared to him, who most of them are partially identified as Eliya Navi, and told him, don't be upset. Don't be upset. Why? Because ultimately, again, the concept of Kala Gadol Nechavero, the greater you are, the greater your Yetzer Hara. The greater you are, the greater Yetzer Hara. And this, of course, fits into Reb Tzadik's general theme, that sometimes we take the presence of a Yetzer Hara, that sometimes I assume that the fact that I struggle with my internal pushes and pulls to be demonstrative of some type of spiritual failure. As if I was at a higher level, if I was truly righteous, I wouldn't have these struggles. The reason I have them is because I'm not holding on the right level. And Reb Tzadik says, that's not true. That's not true. Meaning, ultimately, again, the stronger you are, the greater you are, the holier you are, the more intense your Yetzer Hara, for a very simple reason. Because says Reb Tzadik, remember, Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov, are two sides of the same coin. Right? My push, the energy I use to do good, and the energy, unfortunately, I sometimes use in a lustful, inappropriate way, it's all the same energy. So obviously, the more energy I have for good, by definition, the greater the potential for Yetzer Hara as well. So we'll say, Reb Tzadik then continues on page Kuf Aleph, on the right-hand column in the Be'urei Chasidus, he says, Ve'al zeh amru Chazal, this is what Chazal meant when they said, De'lo asid lavo, that in the future, reference to Mashiach, so to appreciate this, take a look at footnote Shin Tzadik Tes. So in footnote Shin Tzadik Tes, Reb Tzadik quotes the Gemara. We'll say it's the same Gemara. The same Gemara in Sukkah, which discusses this story with Abaye, also discusses this particular episode. So the Gemara says, footnote Shin Tzadik Tes, big Gemara, La Asid Lavo, this is actually quite beautiful, right? In the future, right, in the Messianic era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and take the Yetzer Hara, and he's going to shecht it, he's going to slaughter it. And he's going to slaughter it in front of the righteous and in front of the wicked, in front of the tzaddikim and in front of the rishon. Tzaddikim nidme lohem kehar gavoa. This is so beautiful. Tzaddikim, the Yetzer Hara will look like a very tall mountain. Urishoim nidme lohem kichut hasara. And for the Rishoim, ultimately again, the Yetzer Hara will look like a little thin hair. Halalu bochin v'halalu bochin. The Tzadikim and the Rishoim will both go ahead and cry. Why? What will happen? Tzadikim bochin v'omrim heich yachulnu lichbosh har gavoa kazeh. The tzaddikim will cry, but cry like, you know, people say, you know, when you accomplish something great and you cry, they're like tears of joy, tears of accomplishment, tears of relief. The tzaddikim will cry because they will be so overwhelmed by the reality that they were able to conquer and overcome such a holy mountain. Urishain bochen, the wicked will also cry, va'omrim, heich lo yachlunu lichbosh eschot asayr hazeh. The wicked will also cry, and they'll cry because they'll say to themselves, how could we have not overcome such a small and insignificant challenge? So we'll say a very profound Gemara. So when Mashiach comes, the Rav Moshe shechts the Yetzer Hara, which means, of course, we'll say in the Messianic era, so the Rambam writes, when Mashiach comes, so first of all, the Gemara says we don't accept converts when Mashiach comes, because ultimately, again, there'll be an incredible amount of clarity. And with that clarity, to a certain degree, becomes the slaughter of the Yetzer Hara. And when that happens, everyone cries. The tzaddikim cry because they see the enormity of the Yetzer Hara, and they cry tears of joy, and they wonder, how are we able to overcome this incredible challenge? The Rishayim cry because they see how easily the Yetzer Hara could have been slaughtered. and they wonder, how could we not have overcome this ourselves before Mashiach came? So now Reb Tzadik says, now we understand the meaning of this, Rabbi Osei. Reb Tzadik writes back up to the Be'uri HaChassidus. Reb Tzadik writes, he says, he just quotes the Gemara in the right hand column. He says, in front of the tzaddikim and the rishayim, tzaddikim sheskabru al yitzram b'mechayim ba'olaman. So the tzaddikim who were able to overcome their yitzhara, who fought hard to overcome the yitzhara in this world, nidme lohem yitzhara shalahem hashachut kidavar gadol ma'od. For the tzaddikim, when they see the Yitzhara being shechted, for them the Yitzhara looks like something enormous, like a Mount Everest. He says, "Ula umas zos rishaim she yitzram hiskabra lehem velo kavshu mechay ba'olazeh." The rishaim will say, who did not try to overcome the Yitzhara. The rishaim again, who did not try to put in the effort to overcome their inclinations. Ultimately, again, nidme lohem az kinishchat kidavar katan ma'od. The Yitzhara looks like something very small, very insignificant. Shegod lohu rak kichut hasara. It looks so small and insignificant, like a little hair's breadth. V'dimyon shneihem eno sheker. So says Reb Tzadik, they're both right. So which one is it? Is the Yitzhara like a tall, overwhelming mountain? Is the Yitzhara Mount Everest? Or is the Yitzhara like a little hill? So remember again, when the tzaddikim see the Yitzhara, they see Mount Everest. But yet, again, they cry tears of joy because they scaled Mount Everest. What makes the tzaddik is that he tries to overcome his Yitzhara. Yet the Rishayim see it, and for the Rishayim, the Yitzhara just looks like a little, what do you call it? A little hill, right? A molehill, right? A little bump. And they cry because, like, why didn't we just try harder? Why didn't we just try to overcome this before Mashiach came? So Reb Tzadik essentially said, who's right? Is the Yitzhara Mount Everest or is the Yitzhara the Mohel? To which ultimately Reb Tzadik says, yes, they're both correct. It's all just the question of the perspective you come from. Look where Reb Tzadik writes. He says, V'dimyon shneim eno sheker. They're both correct. It's not sheker. Neither of them are false. Al af shohu nira leinem kishnei tzuros hafuchos lechalukin, rak shneihen yihiyu roen es koach yitzhak afiyam tzirabosei. What did Reb Tzadik say? The greater you are, the stronger your yitzhara. So for the tzaddik, who has an incredible koach and an incredible strength to do good, that same koach, it's two sides of the same coin. The tzaddik, his yitzhara, ultimately again is a mountain. For the tzaddik, his Yitzhara is Mount Everest. And I both say, this sounds a little bit counterintuitive because we often assume in the realm of ruchnius, in the realm of spirituality, that the holier you are, the easier things get. And it's not true, says the tzaddik. The holier you are, the more intense your Yitzhara is. The holier you are, the more intense your challenge are. I will say, please understand, this is so validating because sometimes we work really hard on ourselves. I work really hard on myself, and then what happens? I fail. I do something really inappropriate. And I wonder, like, how did this happen? How did this happen? I understand if I wasn't working on myself. I understand if I wasn't growing, how I'd make a mistake like this. But I'm working. I'm trying. I'm making strides. And then suddenly this thing happens. I engage in this action. I do this thing, which is so wildly inappropriate and just like so out of character where I'm holding. Where does this come from? And Reb Tzadik says it makes perfect sense. That's the way life works. The stronger you are, the stronger your Yitzhara is. It's all the same energy. So the more powerful you are in the world of positive spirituality is absolutely the more fuel your Yitzhara has. That's just the way that it works. It's the same gas tank, right? It's the same fuel tank. It's just the shaila how you use it. So says the tzaddik, that for the tzaddik, his Yitzhara is Mount Everest. His Yitzhara is Mount Everest. Every single day is a dramatic challenge. You see, we think that if you're a tzaddik, you don't struggle with your Yitzhara. Reb Tzadik says, if you're a tzaddik, every single day, you have to start at the base of Mount Everest, and you have to scale the mountain. We'll say most people don't scale Mount Everest every once in their life. The tzaddik has to scale it every single day. every single day. But amazingly enough, we'll say, who's the Rasha? The Rasha is a person who doesn't put in all that much effort into his spirituality. Well, if that's the case, there's not so much gas in the tank. If there's not so much gas in the tank, then interestingly enough, the Yetzirah isn't that strong either. Now, what makes the Rasha, is just very little effort. Obviously, it's always easier to sin than it is to do the right thing. That's of course true. So who's the Rasha? We often think that the Rasha is this person with like a ridiculous, you know, insatiable thirst for sin. No, he's just really a guy who doesn't care all that much. Just doesn't care to put in that much effort. But there's actually not so much gas in the tank. There's actually not so much energy. It's just easier to sin than it is to do the right thing. So therefore, at the end of the day, his Yetzirah, it's just like a hair's breadth, right? It's just, it's a molehill. It's not all that significant. So Mashiach comes and kivyachol, like the Yetzirah is shechted. Right, the Yetzirah is slaughtered. That there's no longer a Yetzirah as we know it in this world. The tzaddikim, they see Mashiach level this mountain, Mount Everest, and they cry. They cry because they are overwhelmed about the struggle that it takes each and every day to be a holy Jew. Every single day, it's Mount Everest. So they cry tears of joy because we're able to scale the mountain. The Rishon, they also cry. Why do they cry? It would have been so easy for us to do the right thing. It was just a molehill. It was nothing. It was a little bump. All we needed to do was lift our leg a little higher and just step over it. But yet we just didn't do that. We just didn't do that. And because we didn't do that, therefore at the end of the day, we lost out on so much incredible potential momentum. So Rabbi says, such an incredibly dramatic yisod. Therefore says Reb Tzadik, everyone's correct. The tzaddikim are correct. The Rishaim are correct. It's just the shaila of how you live your life. Kili ilua tzadikim teshukasam v'talmasal tzmiyosi. So we'll stop over here for today. But understand, this is such a powerful piece by Reb Tzadik. Because we'll say what Reb Tzadik is doing is as follows. Number one, Reb Tzadik is teaching us, and which I think is one of the most incredibly important lessons, the presence of the Yetzirah is not an indication of your personalistic spiritual failure. Right? We often create this unrealistic expectation that if I was really a holy person, I wouldn't struggle with the Yetzirah. And if I was really holy, I wouldn't struggle with some of the base things that I struggle with. And says Reb Tzadik, that's false. That's false. In fact, the stronger the Yetzirah, the greater the indication that you may be on the right path in life, which is such an incredible, so profoundly counterintuitive. The greater the tzaddik, kavagodol michavero, yitzrol goda hemeno. Presence of the Yetzirah doesn't mean you're failure. Presence of the Yetzirah means there's a lot of gas in the tank. Maybe you have to figure out how to use it a little bit better. Maybe you have to figure out how to channel it a little better. But lemais, again, there's a lot of energy there. The shaila just is how I choose to direct it. And ultimately, when Mashiach comes, and I will say, Mashiach comes and kind of like, we get to see the curtain is pulled back, and we get to see how things work, and Mashiach kiviyachol shechts the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is removed from us, removed from this world. The tzaddikim will cry tears of relief because they scaled Mount Everest each and every day. And the Rishon will cry also because the truth is with just a little bit of effort, I could have lived such a more impactful and meaningful life. All right, so we'll stop over here. Mirat Hashem will continue with Os Mem Hei. Shkoyach.